significant it was to you and how important it was for you?
Well, it was a huge play for the football team. And, you know, I think all the credit needs to go to the offensive line for giving me time. And then, obviously, Hop. Hop ran a tremendous route. I only saw the last half of it, you know, because I was holding the safety. But, you know, I'll see the first half of it on film pretty soon once we get to the plane. But just a tremendous effort by the entire offensive group who was out there for that play. You know, everybody knew how important that play was to get that first down at that point in time in the game. And everybody stepped up and came through when we really needed them.
So what were your emotions when
it was done and over and you had the first down? I was very emotional. I was very excited. You know, any win in the National Football League, especially on the road, is a great win. And so for us to be able to get that first down at that point in time, I was very fired up. I was very excited.
What does it mean to you throw two touchdowns and not an interception?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the most important thing in November and December, and Coach O'Brien keeps preaching it to the team, is, you know, number one, you need to be able to protect the football. And we were able to do that today. So that was huge. But number two, you need to be able to run the ball. And we did that. You know, we ran the ball. We protected the ball. We played, you know, great defense. We made big plays on special teams. You know, the special teams kept us in great field position all game long. And, you know, this was a great team win today. Yeah, you know, the first play in the red area was just, you know, we were trying to sell outside zone run on the goal line, trying to get everybody to bite inside and sneak our tight end out the back door. And Griff ran a phenomenal route. He, you know, he settled in the zone and in the soft hole and really made it an easy throw for myself. And then the next throw was set up by a great special teams play. You know, Tyler Irvin and the punt return team did a tremendous job of giving the offense great field position. And fortunately, we were able to take advantage of it. You know, Coach is always preaching to us about playing complementary football. And I think that was a great example of actually doing that. And it was just, once again, it was a little misdirection play. We were trying to sell a run that we had ran a few times prior in the game and just boot out the back door, and our tight end was able to sneak out the back and get a touchdown.
What would you have said before the game if somebody said, well, you're going to throw for 99 yards in Jacksonville? What would you have said?
As long as there's a win on the end of that, sign me up every single week.
You say about this running game, it's progressively gotten better and better. Last time against Detroit, you pretty much closed the game out on the ground, 186 yards today. What's the biggest difference over the last two or three games?
Well, you know, I think just the group is gelling. You know, the offensive line, the fullbacks, the tight ends, you know, the receivers came up big in the run game today as well. You know, Braxton Miller had a huge block on a third and long that, you know, really sprung Akeem to get that first down. And, you know, like I said, I think it's just the chemistry. You know, we're now in the second half of the season. We've had a lot of practices together. You know, we're starting to run some plays from week to week to week, so guys are really able to master those plays, and they're able to master those plays versus different looks. And so I think that's what you're seeing. And then obviously, you know, we have very talented, you know, hard-nosed, tough, physical backs. You know, Lamar, Alfred, you know, Akeem with his speed. I can't say enough about what those guys did today. You know, that was very hard running between the tackles and even outside the tackles today. And those guys did a great job with ball security and getting yards north and south.
How impressive was Akeem's performance given that, you know, he was the first half of the year on the practice squad?
Extremely impressive. But I can't say I'm surprised. You were able to see glimpses throughout the preseason. You were able to see glimpses, you know, in training camp. Akeem is that guy, you know, it seems like he has so much bottled up energy. You know, if you get him the ball, you know, he might be able to spring the big one every single time. You know, he's so athletic, he's so fast, he's quick, but he's also a smart football player as well. And he had great vision today. He really hit the holes hard, and he, you know, had a heck of a game.
What did you guys on offense see?
Oh, you love it. Anytime you can get a touchdown, whether it's on defense or special teams, it's huge for your football team. You know, touchdowns are hard to come by in the National Football League. And, you know, when you're able to start with a, you know, 7-0 head start and you haven't even put your feet on the field yet, it's a great feeling.
Win on the road and winning the division, pretty important.
Very important. You know, the winning the division is the most important thing in the NFL season. So for us to get this road win, for us to get to 3-0 in the division, you know, we couldn't be happier. But at the same time, there's also a lot of things that occurred today out there on the field that we need to clean up. And we know that. And, you know, we'll get back to the drawing board. We'll study the film extremely hard. And we'll get better each and every week. And you know, that's what it's all about in November and December.
No, you don't want to.
You know, I think our third down efficiency was fairly well, but it could have been even better. You know, I think there was a couple third down throws that, you know, I could have been more accurate, you know, and given those playmakers a better chance to catch the football, and that would have kept drives going, hopefully resulting in more points. But, you know, there was a great focus on, you know, scoring in the red area. Today we were 2 for 2. Obviously, you would like to have more attempts down there. But, you know, we're going to take baby steps, and we're going to accept baby steps. You know, we wanted to be better on third down. We were better on third down. But I believe we can be much, much better. And so that's something that we'll strive to do this week in practice.
Were you worried at halftime, the first half, you got the 31, 32, and 37 without any points?
Excuse me?
Were you worried about that? You were driving, you were getting to 31, 32, and 37.
You know, I wasn't worried, but I was frustrated. You know, any time, you know, your defense or special teams gives you a short field, or even, you know, offensively, you drive the distance and you get down there and you don't come away with points, it's frustrating. But I don't put that on Nick or anything like that. I put that on myself. And that goes back to making better decisions on third down and making more accurate throws on third downs. You know, that's why I was frustrated, because I felt like the offense should have stayed on the field and kept those drives going, resulting in touchdowns. So that's an area that I will focus in very hard. I'll watch the film on the plane going back. I'll watch it again tomorrow. Because, you know, you don't get those opportunities, you know, every single drive in the National Football League. So when you are down there in plus territory, you really need to capitalize with touchdowns, and that falls on me.
What about the Jaguars front? Were they as physical as you thought they would be?
You know, I thought the Jaguars did a tremendous job today on defense. You know, they really made our jobs difficult, and especially the front, like you're talking about. You know, when you watch on film prior to the game, you know that they're an extremely talented group. You know they're physical and you know they're fast. But until you get out there on the field and can really feel that pocket pressure, you don't really know how good they are. But they are a tremendous group. They're very talented. They're physical. And they play extremely hard.
Do you have fun when you run?
Do I have fun?
When you run.
I have more fun when I run and we get a first down. But, you know, for me, it's all about doing whatever this football team needs to win the game. And if I have to run the ball, I'll run the ball. If it's throw it, throw it. If it's handed off to our backs, it's handed off. Because for me, it's all about winning, and I don't care how we do it. And that's pretty much that.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.